Hey guys, happy Wednesday and happy new year. Welcome back to Comes Back to Love. I'm Sheena E and I am so thankful that you guys are back with me. Oh my God, this is like the fourth year. Is this the fourth year of this podcast? Yeah, because I started this podcast in 2020. And just so y'all know, I'm not a jump on the bandwagoner, okay? This is a four-year-old podcast. We have been talking to each other for 4 years. So that means it's like we cousins. But anyway, let me start this off properly. And I hope you guys are safe. I hope you guys are, you know, doing whatever it is that makes you happy. Because I am. And I want to start this off by saying, like, I don't know what it is about, like, this 2024 vibe. Because y'all know 2023 was very eventful for your girl. Very eventful in a good way, right? Not necessarily fun, but just like eventful, like making some life altering decisions, you know? And according to Spotify, that life altering decision had y'all all worked up because everybody was listening to that episode, the episode where I announced my little like marriage or whatever, you know, God is good. Y'all were sharing that shit. That's how you know people newsy. But anyway, I want to start this year off by saying, like, I don't have any resolutions. I don't have a single resolution. Like, I could use, like, I could kind of, like, I hate to be the person that want to talk about, like, body image and shit at the top of the year. But it's like, I really could do something active. Like, in my mind, I want to be like that girl that like gets up and like do a run, and like I fantasize about it. I lay in the bed sometimes and I be like, bitch, you could be the fuck walking. It's like this big old park around the corner from my house. Like, girl, you could be walking, you could be like running. And in my mind, it sounds like doable. But I just got my hair cut, my real hair. I ain't got no relaxer. Child, I go out there and start running, I'm gonna look like Puff the Magic Dragon. See, that's the problem with being like a black girl trying to like be about workout life, because in my opinion, I think the girls that are like super, super workout girls is like either you got a nanny and some money and all you do all day. Like, you can tell, because those is the girls who, the content workout girls get it popping. The content workout girls, that's all they do. And I envy that. Like, I will lay in my bed eating my snacks and I watch them girls work out and it looks so easy, and I'd be like, bitch, you could get up and work out. So I could stand to add a calisthenic of sorts to my routine. So we will ponder on that. I'll let you know how it goes. I also would like to, here I go, I ain't got no resolutions, but here go a bitch with a list. I also would like to like save money. And I don't want to save money for like a yacht or a boat or a house or nothing like that. I just want to save money to know that I have some money, because I worked my fucking ass off in 2023 and I don't know where the money went. I mean, I bought a wedding dress and I like put some money to the side for like the house in it that we, whatever. I did a couple of, responsible things, for lack of better terms. But where is my money? I literally can count the weeks that I was off this year. And I worked I even worked on my birthday. And I feel like Biggie ain't never lied, more money, more problems. Because the more money you make is like, like my car, something crazy happened with my car this year. It was like $1,500. Then the same day I got the car out, a fucking truck hit, something fell off a truck and smashed my windshield. It was just like, oh, because I got like a couple $1,000 sitting in the tuck. I wanted to go get a Givenchy bag. But anyway, the girl with no resolutions just named two possible resolutions, but I don't necessarily have a resolution. Will I write a list? Yes. And what I will be writing a list of is the things I need to learn how to say the fuck no to. I think no gets such a bad rap, and I see it a lot. Like, people are like, oh, the power of no. But it's like a double-sided no. I feel like I let other people's no's, like, determine me, deter me from doing things. Like, I don't want to go to a show, or I want to go to a restaurant, or I want to go to a museum, or I want to go do something like frivolous shit. Like, you want to go to the mall? No, I'm really going. And then I won't go. Fuck they know for 2024. Do that shit yourself. Like, I'm going to start going to the movies by myself. I always go to eat by myself, but I'm going to start doing stuff by myself. I'm charismatic enough. I remember last year I was in London by myself for like 48 hours because my cousin missed her flight, and that wasn't even that bad. Like, I went to dinner, I called like somebody that I know, like I was like cruising and bruising by myself, and it wasn't that bad. So it's just like, I gotta stop letting other people's news hinder me from the things I want to do, even with like business ideas. Like, sometimes you'll tell somebody like, oh, which again, be careful who you tell, but we'll get into that in a minute. But sometimes you'll tell people that you want to do something like business-wise or physically or anything, and then like their little lackluster like joy for you, or their lackluster support for you, really stop you from doing it. So fuck they know. Do what you want to do. And then also learn to say no, because sometimes you don't want to go. And I've learned that every time I do that, like every time I'm like, I got to second guess if I want to go to this party, or second guess if I even want to go and do whatever, or you be like, might want to go see one of your friends, and then like you get that little intuition knocking at you. Like, female intuition is a godsend sometimes. Like, you'll be like, maybe I shouldn't go, and then you end up going, and then you have like a horrible time, or then you end up going, and then when you get back in your car the next day, your fucking tire pressure light is on or some old bullshit. You just irritated, like, I shouldn't have fucking went. That's the type of vibe. Like, I just, that just happened to me. I was in Atlanta, because y'all know what bitch is like, bi-coastal. Not really bi-coastal, but I'm like east. Well, is it bi-coastal? I don't know. But anyway, I was in Atlanta, and I like went out, right? I went out this one night, and at first, like, my man was acting like he didn't care if I went. But I went out, and he went out, and then it was just like a shit show of a night. And it was like, I really didn't want to go. Like, I didn't want to go, but I felt like he was like, not like pushing me to go, but just like, go ahead, you could go. And I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna go. And then like the aftermath of me going, it was like a shit show. And it was like, bitch, you knew you ain't really want to go, so you shouldn't have motherfucking went. So it's like, kind of like sometimes like you just say no. Say no, stand firm on your no. Don't let other people's no's determine if you do it or not. Like, do what the fuck you want to do. That's the list I'm making this year. And then, I was talking to somebody, and they were asking me, how did you know that you were like ready to become this person that you are becoming, or that you have became? Because I'm still like in a constant flow of evolvement, right? I'm not by any means perfect, and I've been through hella things. If you read Penetration Volume 1, oh my God, wait till you read Volume 2. But I've been through a lot of things. However, I've never been the type of person to let those little things determine who I am, or what I can become, or the worth of the woman. Because sometimes as women, like, we go through these tumultuous things, like heartbreaks and abuse, and you know, we single mothers, and we had our kids as teenagers, and the whole world tell you that that's fucked up, and you'll never have this, and you'll never have that, and you'll never have peace. And then, shit, I'm a fucking single ass mom. I had my son at 19. I turned 20 a couple weeks later, so I was technically not really a teen mom. But anyway, that happened, and then all this other adversity, and then I became a mother of a child with special needs. So it's just like, I'm fucking Mike Tyson in my way through life all the fucking time, right? So then I finally get to the point where I've learned, well, I'm teaching myself, because it's constant. I'm teaching myself that you don't have to be who people think you are. And in a lot of moments, because even doing like something like a OnlyFans, or having like a explicit side to me, like, I'm very candid about sex and sexuality, and that is one of the things that I'm very passionate about, women being free to talk about things that excite them. And sometimes those things that excite us are sexual, and sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable, but fuck them. Live in your truth, live in your moment. A lot of people like to call it your whole phase, but sometimes the whole phase is not a phase. Sometimes you just like to do certain things. Sometimes you're just sexually uninhibited, and you eventually don't have to subscribe to like the titles or the names or the bashing of it all. Because why can't I just be like Sheena? Like, you know, like, why can't that just be some of the sum of who I am as a woman, and that be okay, right? So someone was asking me, how or when did you decide that you no longer want to be? But I'm not no longer anything. I'm always my children's mother. I'm always an advocate. I'm always a humanitarian. I'm always an outspoken woman. I'm always a advocate for sexual abuse and domestic violence. And I'm always an advocate for women being very fluid in their ways, whatever those ways are. I'm always pro whatever you want to do, bitch, do that shit. I'm always pro love. I'm always pro healthy boundary, healthy relationship. But I'm also always pro sex and sexuality. And I'm always like big on like education and learning and having a background, having a basis for knowing what the fuck you're talking about. Like, people don't know that I have 2 college degrees. They wouldn't think that, you know what I'm saying? Because I might post a picture with my ass out here and there because I'm free like that. But I'm big on that. I'm big on knowing what you're talking about. I'm big on honing in your craft. I'm big on going hard in the paint and whatever it is you want to do. So I didn't necessarily change. I'm just in constant evolvement. And when I decided that I wanted to be with someone, I don't want to be 70 and alone, right? I don't want to do life by myself. And to be like a super bachelorette, because I feel like I was a super bachelorette. Like, I had a nigga in this country, in this city, 3 niggas over here, 3 over here, 2 over here, 1 over here, this person I call to pay this bill, this person buying these shoes, and then this person I just have sex with. I don't even talk to you, really just like call you like I'm on my way, let's have sex, and it's really good sex, and we don't even know each other's mother's names, and that's cool. That worked in that moment. However, you somehow start to evolve, and you somehow start to want more and want not so much better, because neither is better, right? Neither is better. Neither is the right thing to do. It's just when you're ready to do it. So I slowly started to become the person, the woman that I wanted to be. And I want to encourage you to figure out who she is. Figure out what she look like. I'm like, I want to be a wife. You know, it sounds good. Like, I'm going to be a wife. I want to get married, right? And I would be in the shower and I'd be praying. I told y'all this on that episode. Like, I would be praying like, God, bring me my equal. Send me somebody that I can still be Sheena with. Because I was dating somebody who seemingly loved me, but they did not love everything about me. They did not love the conversations I would have on podcasts. They didn't love penetration, volume 1. They didn't love my scars, but they loved who those battles made, right? You can't love a person in totality and not love what made them who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just simply cannot. And as long as that person is evolving, like, of course, if a person said, like, I had a problem with drugs and alcohol and I was an addict and I'm still in that realm, unless you want to get high with them or get drunk with them, like, it's never going to work. But you have to love the dirt in order to love the flowers. And I learned that. Like, I had to learn how to love myself in the midst of going through so many things. But I also had to learn that the men in my life and the person that I choose to be with has to love all of that shit too. Because you can't, I don't want to hear nobody throwing nothing in my face. I don't want to explain my past in my present. I don't want to do that. So I'm so blessed to have a partner, a life partner that understands who I am in totality and doesn't beat me up for it or make me explain myself or test me about it or make me feel less than or unworthy or crooked in any type of way. It's just like, this is who you were. I've been able to watch you evolve into this person now. But on the other side of it, for me as the woman, I had to become this person. So if you are in a state of evolvement for 2024 and you want to evolve and you want to do better and you want to do more, and it's not just about finding a man, okay? It's not about finding a man. But if that's what you want, then cool. Let's become who that is. Who is this woman? What type of man do you want? What does the woman he wants look like? What does she dress like? What does her hair look like? How does she speak? How does she speak to herself? Because loving yourself and speaking well to yourself and giving yourself everything, you have to be able to give you everything that you expect from another person. Because if you can't do that, you're doomed. You cannot expect a person to come in your life and like make you whole. It's definitely a blessing to have a person to sit there with. But like, to be honest, like we are very much kind of like still long distance right now. So it's like, I don't even really see my man as much as I would like to, but I feel like I'm a complete woman without him, but I'm a better woman with him, if that makes sense. Like I'm fine without him, but thank God I don't have to be without him. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to write down those attributes. If you want to be better in your career, does the person that's better in your career wake up an hour before you do? Does she like have some type of meditation or journaling regimen? What does she do? You have to become the person that you want to be, and you have to have no apologies about it. Because when you're becoming this new person and when you're evolving and when things are changing and the trajectory of your life is going like through the fucking roof, you're gonna lose fucking people, right? You're gonna lose people because people only see you one way. And we all know all the rhetoric and we all know all the Instagram quotes and we all know all the cliche shit, but it's true. Some people only see you for who they are, for who you were, and they don't really like have the capacity to like see you in your evolve stage, and that's fine. Leave them the fuck where they at. I mean, and you can also write that, like, you know, like God fixed me, changed me, moved me, shaped me into this other person, but I want to keep my connections. Especially as long as those connections are healthy connections, try to maintain your connections, but sometimes you just can't. And sometimes you will grieve that, because I'm kind of still grieving shit that went south in 2022. Because again, it's a constant evolvement. The more you work on yourself and heal certain layers of yourself, like you ain't going to even look familiar to other people, those same people anymore. And that's fine, because you are becoming who you want to be. And as fast as these years is going, as fast as time is going, we ain't got motherfucking time to be wasting. So whether it be your January 1, because I'm like a birthday is my new year type of girl, but I love a January 1. I love a January 1 because January 1 is the one day that you could wake the fuck up and be like, I ain't fucking with you no more. And a person can't even say nothing, even though you could do it on April 1st, May 1st, June 2nd, October 30th, whatever day you want. You do have the power and the ability, and don't ever let nobody tell you otherwise. You are under no obligation to remain the same. But January 1, like this first week of January, is a motherfucker. Because a person don't know if they cut off or not. So for real, people should be on their best behavior. Like, you should be kissing my ass. You don't know if I'm cutting you off. But yeah, I really am big on that. And with that being said, right, I'm going to be putting out a little project. I just thought of it like a couple days ago, but I feel like I should put out a little manifesto of sorts, and I'm going to. I'm almost done. I've been working on it for a couple of days, and it's going to be available in an ebook version, and I hope that all of my faithful listeners, your friends, your cousins, your aunts, and your uncles, and everybody around will support me on this endeavor. It's going to come before Penetration Volume 2. Stop asking me. It's two fucking questions people keep asking me. That's blowing me. Stop asking me when I'm getting married, because you're not invited. It's none of your business. I got the dress. Do y'all know most brides get their dress 10 months before their wedding? So leave me alone. Yes, I had a bridal shower because I'm relocating and I'm not coming back. Like, once I pack all these clothes and shoes and I'm out of here, I'm not coming back. So I wanted to have an engagement / bridal shower / bitch, you getting married, oh my God, party with my girlfriends. And we did that, and it was nice. And we're going to turn up a little bit more as this year evolves. And it was beautiful, and it was like, you know, a vibe, and that's cool. But stop asking me when I'm getting married, please. The fuck? Y'all not invited? Secondly, Stop asking me when Penetration Volume 2 is coming out. You going to see the promo. It's coming. I needed an ending. I needed an ending, and then I needed permission from a couple of people to, like, be very candid about a couple of things. And since I got that, it's on and popping now. Basically, that's what was going on. But anywho, yeah, I'm going to come out with this little manifestation guide along with affirmations that helped me in 2023 become this new version of myself. And it's very easy. It's very simple. It's not hard at all, because I think people get, like, so, like, scared of, like, the whole, because when I ask people sometimes, like, if they meditate, they're like, no, I meditate. But it's not even that hard. It's just, like, get in a place of solitude, mute your phone, put it on D&D, put your earphones in, and take 10 minutes to yourself. You will be surprised at how, like, much of a relief, how much of, like, a load, like, comes off your shoulders when you actually just, like, take 10 minutes. I like to do it in the daytime. Sometimes I meditate at night before I go to bed. It just depends what I'm, like, working on. But more of this will be in the manifesto, okay? And you can read it, and you can use it as a guide, and you can hopefully have a much more successful time at setting goals, intentions, and being very intentional about the things that you want in this new year. I mean, at least by the spring, I should be getting updates from y'all in my inbox about how, like, things have turned around, because it's really about mindset, and it's really about being consistent and, like, doing things that feel uncomfortable. And that's with anything. Like, if you're trying to grow your business, if you're trying to, like, because that's another thing with my no resolutions. Here's another resolution to the list of no resolutions. I kind of want to get, like, okay, y'all know since they took my original Instagram, like, I've been, like, so lackluster with content and so lackluster with posting and just, like, whatever. But I really want to get back into, like, sharing more and doing more, because I feel like I'm doing my audience such a disservice by not doing so. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to work on that. I'm not going to etching in stone, because y'all see y'all still ain't got no visuals after 4 years. But that's because I'm shy. Like, nobody believes that I'm shy, but I am. I'm very shy. And yeah, we'll work on that though. I'm working on some collaborations. I'm working on a lot of things. So y'all pray for me the way I pray for y'all, and we will hope that your girl gets out of her own head and do what she gotta do. That's what I'm trying to do. Other than that, I'm excited about a new 12 months. I don't have any expectations besides putting on my wedding dress. I'm not looking forward to shit. I'm just looking forward to surviving. I would like to take, like, one very good trip this year, like a really, really good one, like Africa or something. I don't know. I'm gonna try to see. My daughter is gonna be a teenager this year. I mean, I don't know. It's just, like, you know, some exciting things happening. Somebody had posted, like, what was your most fun month in 2023? And I was like, I didn't really have no fun in 2023. Like, I was trying to ponder on it. Like, it was a very steady year. I was a busy as fuck, but, like, fun, no. And that is making me want to, like, wow the fuck out, because y'all know I could talk all this old buttoned up shit, but I am still a socialite. I am very much still capable of putting on my freakum dress. Very much capable of going out and getting lit. And I don't think I did that enough in 2023. So 2024, look out now. Got a couple pair of shoes that I haven't broken in. So I'm ready for it, and I'm here for it, and I actually can't wait. But with all of that being said, I want to hope for everyone a year full of yes, a year full of assertiveness, a year full of abundance, because what a year 2023 was. It was so many ups and downs. I know for me it was just like, I was like making more money but spending more money, and like, I don't know, it just was like a whirlwind. It was so much going on, and then there's so much going on in the world, and you know, I don't really get into all of that because I like to keep it right, light and airy around here. But I hope that everybody is going into this new 12 months with, like, clear intentions. Clear intentions on what you want, being stern on what you deserve, not backing down on any of your fucking desires, because life is fucking short, you know? Life is short. We don't know how much time we got, and I want to enjoy every freaking moment. You know, I personally want to enjoy every moment, and I don't want it to be, like, so uptight all the time. Like, I feel like everything is so uptight, and everything, like, even on social media, like, I've been, like, logged off a lot lately, because it's, like, this up and down roller coaster of, like, emotions all the time. It's, like, if they're not, like, beating down your head, but, like, get rich, get rich, get rich, you gotta get rich, you gotta get rich, you gotta make $100,000 a week. Oh my God. We need money. We need money. We need money. It's like either that or something really dramatic, like something really depressing or something really, really bad or somebody breaking up or men as dogs and people going 50-50. Like, it's just like so much toxicity and like so much, like, can you give me a break? Give us a break. I'm here for the positive vibes. I'm here for, like, tag me in a positive post. And also, remind yourself, when it comes to, like, those vision boards, and I know everybody wants to make a vision board, and everybody wants more, everybody wants to be better, do not post it on social media. Don't be posting your vision board for the world to see. It's none of their business. You don't have to even, like, it's like this big trend of like show and tell. You don't have to. Don't feel obligated to. And even like I was saying, like, everything is like money, 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 money. Like, you gotta have this, you gotta have this, you gotta. Don't let these people make you feel like you're not doing an amazing job. Don't make these people feel like you don't have enough. Please don't. Because listen, y'all just seen A-list celebrities. Well, I don't know if she A-list, but B-list, C-list, I guess, celebrities crying about not having enough money. So please don't let social media fool you. Or, I mean, Instagram has been out for like a long time, and what it has been consistently able to do is like make people feel inferior and make people feel like they need to be doing something that's not even in a scope to do. So I hope for the new year everybody is standing firm on who they are, you know, not feeling the obligation to be like anyone else, and just like enjoying the moments. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. Don't feel like it's obligatory to have so much. Enjoy the moment. Your bills is paid, family straight, your mental health is in order. That's what's important. And don't be scared to journal. I used to journal a lot more. And I had like a much more sense of solitude when I did. So I've started journaling again. Because I'm a writer. Don't get me wrong. But journaling and writing is two different things. Like, journaling is like every night before you go to bed. Write down your highs and lows. Or, you know, write down your wants and desires. Or just like write a little note to yourself. That way when we back here, God willing, we all back here in 2025. We can reflect back on all the things that we said we wanted that we got, and all the things that we said we wanted to do that we did. And it's like kind of like an unspoken accountability partner. So journaling is a vibe. I think you should try it. If you don't do it, try it. And like get into the swing of things. It is, again, another year, another opportunity to be greater than you were the last year, and like really hone in to what it is that you want. And as hard as it is, you don't have to have the same wants, needs, and desires as everybody else on social media. You can sit at your job, be content at your job. You can sit at where your business is, be content at where your business is. Like find your own happy, find your own coasting point, and stay there. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, it's all about happiness. It's all about love, and it always comes back to love, as far as I'm concerned. Self-love, you know, like love and gratitude, right? Because I'm really big on gratitude. So be on the lookout for my new little ebook. Be on the lookout for more episodes. Be on the lookout for big blessings coming all of our way. And I hope you guys had a very safe New Year's Eve. I hope you guys have a very great first month of the new year. And I hope you guys share, like, and join me again for another episode of your favorite podcast. And mine's too, Comes Back to Love.